Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Now, this is a great story. Frank Schwindel has played with 10 different minor league teams, plus the Royals and the A's before joining the Cubs. He was an NL Player of the Week last month. I'm sure, Frank, they're putting up a statue of you now at your old high school in New Jersey. good to talk to you this morning. Have you ever had any attention like this? Not long ago, you could have walked through Wrigleyville. Nobody would have done anything. Now the security guards have to keep away the mobs of fans from you around the ballpark.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy. Thanks for having me, guys. But, no, it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, a lot's changed in the past 2 months, but, you know, just having a great time over here.
Did you ever have any attention like this, even for a little while in your baseball career anywhere?
I think the first off season when I got home, after I signed and everything, everybody was pretty pumped up and, you know, but nothing close to this.
where did the Tank nickname come from?
I mean, Frank the Tank from old school, the movie. But I think it caught on really after I started hitting more homers in pro ball. So once I started doing more damage, then it kind of stuck and locked in there.
How do your teammates you know, deal with you on this? Are they making fun of you? Does Patrick Wisdom say, "Hey, give me a nickname. I want some of this attention."
No, he's got way more attention. He hits all the homers. But, no, he's having an unbelievable year as well. But, no, these guys, they're having a good time with me. They just laugh and shake their head most times. But, no, I think that's all anybody can do at this point. Just follow along and enjoy the ride.
You're on a long hitting streak now, Frank, but Labor Day weekend, I think, has to probably go down in the books. Well, it is. First of all, you set a record. But that Friday, the go-ahead home run. Saturday, the walk-off infield single. Sunday, the grand slam in the seventh. And Monday, the RBI single in the eighth. And I just wonder, because that's kind of when you burst onto everybody's consciousness who maybe hadn't been following the team that closely. What were those 4 days like for you?
That was unbelievable. I still couldn't believe just being in that opportunity and getting the chance to even make something happen in those situations doesn't happen, obviously, that often. But then to have the opportunity to do it 4 days in a row is pretty much unheard of. So I was just thankful I was able to capitalize on some of those big spots and, you know, just celebrate with the guys. And that was the most fun I ever had that week of playing baseball.
When you came over to the Cubs and you were told you'd be starting in Anthony Rizzo's old spot at first base, what was your reaction?
Not necessarily nervous, but knew I had to do something because he was one of the most loved guys the city's ever seen. So if I came in and was terrible, that'd be you know, an easy way to get the next guy up or whatever. But but it was a very tough situation. But, you know, just went out there and try to be myself and try to do the best I can, and good things have been happening.
You've got a little experience coming up and playing behind some other great first baseman, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, started with Hosmer. He was a great guy and great player, obviously, but just the preparation, watching him go about his work and stuff like that. And then, you know, with Miguel Cabrera being one of the best hitters of all time, and, you know, this past year with Olsen and Moreland, two Gold Glovers. So I was lucky enough to just watch how they went about their business and watch how they prepare for the game and the spring training, stuff like that, and, you know, take a little bit from each guy and try and go from there. It's been very, very thankful to have the opportunity to be, you know, taking ground balls with those guys, in the cage with those guys. It's very productive.
14 major league games before this season, and certainly you've paid your dues. I don't think there's any doubt about that. What kept you going, Frank? What is it? just the knowledge that you know when that chance comes that you're going to succeed? What sustained you during those many years?
Obviously, a lot of motivation from my family. They've been supportive this whole time. But they've always told me they know I can hit. They know I can hit at the next level. But I feel like I'm a player that's gotten better every year since about Double A. Just the numbers have been improving. The approach has been improving. So just stay on that grind. And, you know, I was like always belief that time would come. And now that it finally has, it's been awesome.
You know what gets me about the game of baseball? Frank Schwindel, perfect example of how tough it is. I mean, Frank, you were an all-star at every level of baseball in the minor leagues, and then you come up with Oakland, you hit a homer your first time up, you've always hit well, and yet you've struggled, and how many years now have you been at it? Is it 10?
Just drafted in 13, so I think this was my ninth year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you've done everything you can do, and yet it's tough to become a starter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very tough. They always say, you know, the cliche is right place at the right time, and, you know, it's hard to get to the big leagues. It's even harder to stay. So I've seen both of those firsthand. But, you know, it's just when a team needs you at the right spot and it's having, you know, maybe it's one guy, maybe it's a staff that believes in you. And sometimes that's all it takes.
You must know some guys that you played with, played against at different levels of baseball and think, well, they've got the talent to be up here, but maybe they just didn't get the right breaks or, as you say, they weren't in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, you see that all over, and that's why you see some guys come up and they'll go off right away, or, you know, you'll see some guys that you think you're better than them, and, you know, they just have a little more value somewhere else that you know, that mm-hmm. maybe the organization, the front office sees them as a better fit, stuff like that, but you can't let that get to you. You just gotta, like I said, just keep grinding it out, and when that time comes, just make the most of it.
I know the guys on TV mentioned on this last road trip when you were in Philly, how many fans you had, how many friends and relatives you had on anyway. How many? What was your final count on tickets for that, for those games?
I couldn't leave all of them, but I think Tuesday was the biggest game, and I think there was 70 people there. And then on the weekend, it had to be. At the weekend, it probably had to be close to like 150 total. Wow.
That was
wild.
I know you're aware of the fact that you've been doing well, but all the media attention and fan attention and the Schwindy City and stuff surprise you?
Yeah, no, that was I didn't expect that. But yeah, like you guys said, the first couple weeks I'd walk down the street, Clark or whatever, Waveland, and I'd walk down the road, nobody know who I was, and then it seemed like overnight that pictures, autographs and stuff like that. But
are you
it's been a lot of fun, but definitely whole 180 or whatever.
You gonna spend the time between games of that doubleheader tomorrow just sitting in the clubhouse signing things?
No. Probably just trying to get some rest, fuel up, eat something. But, yeah, those day nights are tough. But, a lot of fan mail in the locker. I'll try and get through some of that. But
continued success to you. Thanks for the time this morning. And a lot of fans looking forward to your autograph session coming up Monday at AU Sports on Dempster in Morton Grove. That'll be going on from, noon until 1:30. And I'm sure you'll get a big turnout for that Monday, Frank. Get ready.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for having me, guys, and see you guys on Monday.
Okay. Frank Schwindel. Frank Schwindel. Hey, you know what? He just had a baby. He sounds like a very cool guy, doesn't he?
And a great perspective, too.
Yeah.
Because he understood the situation he was stepping into, replacing a guy who was kind of the face of the franchise, right?
Can you imagine the pressure?